Call the Senate Finance Committee to order. Good morning, everyone. Please silence your cell phones. Today is February 3rd. We're in the State Capitol Senate Finance Committee meeting. It's a little after. It is 9 a.m. We have a full contingent of senators today. Senator Stedman, Senator Olson, Senator Keel, Senator Merrick, Senator Kaufman, Senator Cronk, and myself, Senator Hoffman. We have three items on the agenda today. The first one being Senate Bill 34, the repeal of the 90-day session limit. Seems as though some people want to stay here longer. September 20th, the CPR curriculum, and Senate Bill 104, vehicles, boats, transfer title on death. So we will start with Senate Bill 34, the repeal of the 90-day session limit. This bill was heard last May. On May 7th, we took public testimony, and at that time, no amendments were submitted. I invite Senator Giesel and her staff, Paige Brown, to the table to reintroduce the bill. Please identify yourself and proceed with your presentation.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. For the record, I'm Kathy Giesel. I represent Senate District E in the Anchorage area. Mr. Chairman, this bill repeals a law that is in place. It was a citizens' initiative a couple decades ago that requires an adjournment at 90 days. Mr. Chairman, we haven't met that standard. Well, we did during COVID, but very rarely since this initiative passed. It sets an unrealistic expectation by the citizens. This table certainly understands more than anyone the complexity of the issues we face, and adjourning mandatorily by 90 days is unrealistic. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My staff can enumerate more of the data if you'd like.
Please proceed, Ms. Brown.
For the record, Paige Brown, staff to Senator Giesel. The legislature has frequently extended sessions beyond the 120-day limit. More specifically, in 2020, they met for 69 days due to pandemic restrictions, but the following year they were in session for 217 days to compensate for the lost time. The public expects sessions to conclude within 90 days, but that is unrealistic with the current situation of the state. So this creates more confusion than efficiency.
Thank you for that explanation. Do committee members have questions or comments? Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Could you help us? I think the Constitution governs how long we can be in session. And could you help us with the prioritization of the Constitution over statute, which is the prevailing rules of the land?
For the record, Paige Brown, that is correct. The Constitution right now has a mandatory 121-day limit, and so that is the prevailing law, I guess, that restricts the legislature.
And with that, the legislature can adjourn anytime it wants if it gets its business done. The only requirement that the legislature has is to pass an operating budget, and they can adjourn anytime after that. So, further questions? Seeing none, Senator Keel, can you review the fiscal note?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's a pretty quick one. The Legislative Affairs Agency submitted the only fiscal note. It is a zero.
The desire of the committee, Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move Senate Bill 34-LS0323/A from committee with the attached fiscal notes and individual committee recommendations.
We'll take a brief at ease while the Senate Finance members sign the report. Call the Senate Finance Committee back to order. That brings us to the second item on today's agenda, Senate Bill 20, the CPR curriculum. This bill was last heard on May 12th. We took public testimony at that time. No amendments were submitted. However, we will have the sponsors reintroduce to introduction of a CS. So I invite Senator Gray Jackson and staff Clark Bickford to the table to reintroduce Senate Bill 20. Please identify yourself and reintroduce the legislation to the committee.
Okay. Senator L.V. Gray Jackson, representing District G in Anchorage. First, I want to say thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, committee, for hearing this bill again. I really appreciate this life-saving bill. As a refresher, Senate Bill 20 carries a zero fiscal note because it relies on existing nationally recognized CPR curricula rather than requiring the department to develop new materials. This approach, made possible through the efforts of Brian Webb, is especially important given the state's current fiscal situation. These evidence-based curricula are already widely used across the country and are designed to be age-appropriate, accessible, and easy to integrate into existing health education courses. Sudden cardiac arrest is the third leading cause of death in the United States, claiming more than 365,000 lives each year. Immediate bystander CPR can more than triple a person's chance of survival, yet far too few people have the training or the confidence to act in these critical moments. This legislation is supported by the Anchorage Fire Department through collaboration with Chief Shragi and Safety Officer Dolph, both experts on the life-saving benefits of CPR. This bill would strengthen health education in our schools by equipping students with practical life-saving skills and preparing them to respond calmly and effectively in emergencies. Integrating CPR education into Alaska schools promotes a culture of preparedness, empowers our communities, and aligns Alaska with the rest of the nation. The American Heart Association recommends CPR training for all students to help build a generation ready to act in emergencies. This approach places thousands of new qualified lifesavers into our communities each year. Finally, it's important to note that nothing in this bill prohibits a school or district from exceeding the hands-on CPR standards established here. Those standards represent a minimum requirement, not a ceiling. Thank you again for hearing this bill, and I look forward to it moving forward.
Thank you, Senator. Do members of the Senate Finance Committee have questions for the prime sponsor, Senator Gray Jackson? Seeing none, a motion to adopt the CS. Senator Keel.
Brief at ease, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
The CS motion. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the Senate Finance Committee adopt the committee substitute for Senate Bill 20, Finance, 34, Work Order 34LS0253/I as in Iliamna, as our working document.
And I will object and invite Liz Harpaul, staff, to Senator Olson to the Senate Finance Committee table to explain the CS to the committee.
Good morning. For the record, Liz Harpold, staff to Senator Olson and the Senate Finance Committee. It's a very minor change that happened here. The effective date was previously August 25th, 2025. We worked with the sponsor's office to determine the best route forward and removed that effective date from the bill.
Thank you for that explanation. Is there objection to the adoption of the CS? Seeing none, that CS is adopted. I remove my objection and ask Senator Keel to review the fiscal note.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have one new fiscal note from the Department of Education and Early Development. The only things that have changed are the date and the name on the bottom. It remains a zero fiscal note.
Further discussion on the bill or the fiscal note?
Yes.
Brief at ease. Senator Olson wanted to explain that there were numerous occasions in this building, Senator Cotton Bundy and Senator Stevens, where he had to assist them in measures when they had problems with their CPR. So it's not only needed, this legislation not only needed throughout the state of Alaska, but in this Capitol building. Do we have any closing? Oh, ask Senator Keel for a review of the updated fiscal note.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. If I didn't say already, the sponsor is correct. It's a zero fiscal note. We have a new one from EED with this year's date on it.
Is it a bigger fiscal, zero fiscal note?
I'll double check it. No, same zero.
Okay, thank you very much. Closing comments for the prime sponsor, Senator Gray Jackson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and committee. I just want to say once again, thank you so much for moving this very important bill forward. And I agree with Senator Olson that, you know, we need folks in this building who know CPR, too, in case of unfortunate emergencies. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any closing questions for the prime sponsor? Seeing none, Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee substitute for Senate Bill 20, Finance 34-LSO253-I from committee with individual attached fiscal notes and individual committee recommendations.
And this time I will ask, is there any objection to the motion to pass the bill from committee with individual recommendations? Seeing none, that bill is passed from committee. We'll take a brief at ease while members sign the report. Call the Senate Finance Committee back to order. That brings us to agenda item 3, the last item on our agenda, Senate Bill 104, Insurance Prior Authorizations. This is the first hearing on the bill, so I invite the prime sponsor, Senator Kawasaki, and his staff, Jenna Calhoun, to the table to introduce Senate Bill 104. Please come forward. Introduce yourself for the record and give us your brilliance on 104.
Good morning. Mr. Chairman, for the record, Senator Scott Kawasaki, Fairbanks. I wanted to relay the short titles relating to the transfer on death deed and transfer on death title, Senate Bill 104. And I'll just read a brief statement and then let Ms. Calhoun go through details. The death of a family member is a difficult situation to experience for any person, and it's an emotional process that we will all have had or will face, and it drains an individual's stamina and motivation. Add to that the legal complications and cost of this absence inflicts on a household. It's no wonder that death in a family is one of the most stressful events in a person's life. Going through the probate process can cost a family thousands, potentially tens of thousands of dollars in legal filings at a time when individuals are less able to cope with such financial pressure. Senate Bill 104 would provide an option for Alaskans to alleviate such pressures when loved ones pass. Senate Bill 104 aims to continue the work of the Uniform Real Property Transfer on Death Act. The legislation originally passed in 2014 with the unanimous support of both chambers. That is what created the Transfer on Death deed, which would allow for non-probate transfers of real property. Transfer on death deeds allow Alaskans to select a beneficiary who will receive the property at their time of passing and removes that property from the process of probate, which can take anywhere from 6 months to several years to complete. At this time, a transfer on death deed cannot be issued for boats or other vehicles for which the DMV issues titles. And so Senate Bill 104 would basically correct the situation. The legislation would continue the ongoing efforts to reduce costs and stress of probate for Alaskans by creating a streamlined service through the Department of Motor or Division of Motor Vehicles through which Alaskans can designate beneficiaries for both vehicles and boats by filling out a simple form. This transfer on death deed, with the transfer on death deed, an Alaskan would be able to gain access to a vehicle or a boat much faster than if they would have to go through the probate process. And it is, we've seen these situations happen time and time again. For instance, if maybe a family runs a fishing business and owns a boat, needs that boat transferred over for insurance purposes or for business purposes, and the boat's a crucial part of that business, if they miss a season, it could end in ruin. So Senate Bill 104 would ensure that the situation would not happen and that transfers can happen very streamlined. Transfer on death titles would be available for all boats and vehicles for which the DMV provides titles. That would also include mobile homes, manufactured pre-manufactured mobile homes. And the program would be totally self-sustaining through fees collected from individuals who file for this transfer on death deed. There's no cost to the state after this is essentially set up within the department or the Division of Motor Vehicles. And then it would allow Alaskans to be able to pass down boats, vehicles, and some manufactured homes to their direct beneficiaries without, again, having to go through a very complicated and costly and time-consuming process of probate. I would urge the members to consider Senate Bill 104, and I'm going to pass it off for any more technical questions and a presentation to my staff, Jenna Calhoun.
Before you proceed, Ms. Calhoun, I'd like to correct the record. I announced that Senate Bill 104 was related to insurance and prior authorizations. I announced earlier that it was for vehicles, boats, and transfer title on death. So I'd like to make that correction to the record. Ms. Calhoun, please proceed.
Thank you. For the record, Jenna Calhoun, staff to Senator Scott Kawasaki, presenting on SB 104, an act relating to the transfer of title on the death of an owner and providing for an effective date. As Senator Kawasaki said, this is continuing the work of the 28th Legislature. In 2014, they passed the Uniform Real Property Transfer on Death Act, and AS 13.48.010 says an individual may transfer property to one or more beneficiaries effective at the transfer's death by a transfer on death deed. The statute continues to define that a transfer on death deed is non-testamentary, so that means that it's not involving or creating a will, and assets subject to a TOD deed skip the probate process. This will be saving Alaskans money. On average, probate process can take up to $14,000 to go through, and that's to adjudicate the vehicle, and this would help them save money on an individual basis. At this point in time, TOD deeds can only be used for real property, which is defined as land or anything permanently attached to it, which is why we have SB 104. What it does, it extends this idea to boats, vehicles, and certain manufactured homes that are titled through the DMV. Some things to note about this legislation is that there can be no more than two beneficiaries. An owner can revoke a TOD deed or change the beneficiary at any time without notice to the beneficiary. And the beneficiary does not have, while there is a TOD deed, the beneficiary does not have an interest in the vehicle, boat, or manufactured home until the time it is enacted. And at that time, the designated beneficiary can disclaim their interest if they so desire. Now, the beneficiary of the TOD deed would be subject to the conveyances, encumbrances, assignments, contracts, liens, and the other interests to which the boat or vehicle has been assigned. Another thing to note is that if the estate of the one who has expired has any liens upon their property, the designatee of the boat cannot sell the boat within 12 months in case there is a creditor that needs to make a claim upon that estate. This also, the SB 104 will continue to establish a procedure to obtain a TOD deed. What they will need to do is an owner will fill out an application and submit a fee to the Department of Administration or the Department of Motor Vehicles, the DMV, for the regular public. These fees will serve to fund the program. I will continue to note that there is an initial setup fee, which you have in your fiscal note, of $75,000 to program this procedure within the DMV's system. But after that, again, the fees will serve to fund this program. What is the benefits of SB 104? Well, not only will it lower the cost for probate for Alaskans, on average it costs $14,225 to settle an estate, it'll lower costs for our courts. No longer will the courts have to be gummed up with these probate cases because they could be adjudicated through the DMV with these TOD deeds. Now, it also will allow Alaskans without ready access to law services to estate planning tools. It's going to be a benefit to our rural Alaskans who may not have the time, money, or benefit to be able to go to Anchorage to meet with a lawyer and plan their estate. They would be able to transfer their important vehicles, their boats, or their manufactured homes to their beneficiaries with this simple form. And again, this will expedites the beneficiary's access to boats and vehicle, enabling timely maintenance and preservation of boats and vehicles. As you know, Senator Kawasaki represents Fairbanks, Alaska. We just had a very, very cold snap at negative 40 degree weather. If somebody cannot access their car in that type of weather, it's going to damage the vehicle. And that's something to consider. And then in the instance of a family fishing business, this allows businesses to continue uninterrupted. We do not want, again, the sad case of a death of a family member to cause further financial harm to these families if they're unable to gain access to their boat in a timely manner. And again, it reduces the probate caseload for the rest of the state of Alaska. Thank you all so much. We do have invited testimony, and if you had any questions, we would invite them as well.
Thank you. Do members of the Finance Committee have questions of the prime sponsor, Ms. Calhoun, at this time? Seeing none, we do have invited testimony. We have two individuals. First, online from Homer, we have Abigail O'Connor, who is the Chief Fiduciary Officer for Peak Trust. Ms. O'Connor, please identify yourself for the record and give the committee your invited testimony.
Yes, good morning, through the chair. Thank you very much for the opportunity. My name is Abigail O'Connor. I am the Chief Fiduciary Officer of Peak Trust Company. I'm also a longtime estate planning attorney. I've been practicing in Alaska for over 10 years, exclusively in the area of trust and estates. I am in support of SB 104. I think that the ability to name the beneficiary for a vehicle or boat will give Alaskans yet one more tool in their toolbox to accomplish their estate planning goals. I think it also solves a practical problem that we have seen numerous times, especially with respect to the vehicles, because generally when a person dies at owning a car, my first advice to the family is to park the car and do not let anybody access it, because it creates a liability for the estate. And so the ability to have the car go immediately and be retitled in the name of the designated beneficiary resolves that the issue of liability for the estate, also provides them the ability to get it insured in their name and makes everything a lot easier. So I am in support, and I'm also available to answer any questions.
Are there any questions? Seeing none, the second individuals that signed up or invited testimony is Linda Hobart. Please identify yourself for the record and give us your invited testimony.
Good morning. My name is Linda Hobart, and I'm calling you from Fairbanks today. I am a New York Life agent and have been a New York Life agent in the state of Alaska for the last 35 years, having lived here since 1969. I've seen many situations where this bill would have made a big difference to people in their planning and in dealing with grief and moving assets to be able to continue to transfer assets in an efficient way. It includes motor homes, mobile homes, boats. These are valuable items because they add up to the total of the estate. Once the estate is over a certain amount of money, it must go to probate. With these assets out of the estate, many times people can avoid probate and the expense and be able to settle the estate in a timely fashion. For this reason, because it reaches everybody in the state, the transfer on death is a reasonable planning tool. It's not a forever situation because an individual can change their mind and retitle it in a different name should they wish to do so. So it's not a forever situation where you have to make a decision today that you can't change tomorrow. I would like to encourage passage of this bill. It's important for Alaskans. It's efficient. It's reasonable. It's low cost. And it encourages people to plan. And that always is very important in a situation where you have an unexpected death or even an expected one. It just makes it much easier for the family, much easier. The insurance reason is very important. Having to park a boat, a large camper. You know, before things used to not be very expensive. Today they are, and they really do tie up estates. So for this reason, for all over the state, to enhance the ability for people to settle estates and to go on with life, I would encourage everyone to pass this bill. Thank you for your time, and I appreciate your attention to this issue.
Thank you, Ms. Holbert. Do members of the committee have questions of Ms. Holbert? Seeing none, we'll open up the committee to public testimony. Is there anyone in the room that wants to testify on this Senate Bill 104? Is there anybody online that wants to testify on Senate Bill 104? Seeing none, we'll close the public hearing. Senator Keel, review the fiscal note.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senate Bill 104 has one updated fiscal note with the new date. As the sponsor noted, it is a $75,000 one-time setup cost from the Department of Administration, DMV, and the funding source is DMV program receipts, designated general fund.
Thank you, Senator Keel. Senator Kawasaki, do you have any additional comments on your legislation?
No, I just wanted to thank the chairman and the members of the committee for hearing Senate Bill 104 today. I look forward to working with the committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Kawasaki. Do any members of the committee have any final questions or comments? Senator Kaufman.
Thank you, through the chair. Yes, I'm just wondering about the fiscal note. That seems like a lot of hours to do the programming changes. I guess working one FTE, working about 4 months to affect those changes. It just it seems higher than what I would imagine, but then again, I don't know the system. So
we'll take a look at that, Senator Kaufman.
It could suggest that we need to do more around how information technology projects are managed.
Thank you, Senator Kaufman. Further comments? Seeing none, we will set this bill aside. That concludes the agenda for this morning. Our next meeting is scheduled for tomorrow, Wednesday at 9 a.m. here in the Senate Finance Room. We will be hearing from the governor's FY26 supplemental overview. Seeing nothing else to come before the committee, we are adjourned.